All right, take your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. So last week, we looked at the Herodian family and the Hasmonean family and what great wickedness that both families exerted onto Israel, and yet Israel followed them in their folly and in their sin and in rejecting the only king that mattered, the only king that could fulfill the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. But he was rejected. And in their rejection of the Messiah, whoever rejects him, the Messiah rejects them. Okay, so be careful how you treat the Lord, how you treat his word. If you receive the word, then God receives you. But if you correct the word and reject the word, then God will reject you. Okay, so, but Matthew chapter 14, we notice here, after the account of John the Baptist, we're going to pick up in verse number 13, Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Makikita natin dito yung tatlong miracles na ginawa ng Panginoon. There are three miracles that are mentioned towards the end of chapter 14. And why Matthew presents these miracles? Well, there's a purpose. There's a reason. And the reason is that Jesus is teaching his disciples to trust in the Lord, because they're going to need to trust in him, because he's going to die on the cross, he's going to be buried, and he's going to resurrect. He's going to ascend to the Father, and he's going to leave them. They're going to be on their own, and they're going to need to know that they can trust in the Lord and obey his word. So let's look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Let's read it together. Ready? When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the great miracles that Jesus performed, not for the sake of compassion and love and all that, but really to verify that he is the Messiah. And now he focuses on teaching his disciples how to trust in him and obey his word. So I pray, Lord, that as we examine the scriptures, as we look at the miracles, we do not miss the Messiah in all this. And so I pray your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So the Lord is the Messiah. He presents himself as king, and he is rejected. And now he focuses on his disciples, on his remnant churches. And he also focuses on his rejectors, those who manifest unbelief. So yung disciples and churches, they manifest faith. Yun ang laman ng heart ng mga disciples ng Panginoon, faith. Yung mga unbelievers, ano yung laman ng heart nila? Unbelief, right? So yun, you can see man and judge the heart by the contents of the heart. A disciple follows the Lord. You're following the Lord because you have faith in him. Otherwise, you wouldn't follow him. And so that's why a lot of people who say they are Christians, they really don't have faith in the Lord because they're not following him. So ano yung laman ng heart kung hindi faith? Unbelief. And so the Lord focuses here. And that's why he's going to be performing some powerful miracles. Now earlier, Jesus would perform miracles para i-verify na siya ang Messiah. Kasi wala namang makagawa ng ganun kundi ang Panginoon. And he's trying to teach them, I am the fulfillment of Scripture. I can heal, I can teach and preach, and I can deliver people from demonic activity. I can raise the dead. Jesus is the only one who fulfills the Scriptures. But now he performs miracles to teach the disciples something about trusting the Lord and obeying his word. So, kung ang laman ng heart ng tao ay faith, yung mga miracles na ginagawa ng Panginoon, nagpapatatag ng faith na nandun sa loob. Pero kung ang laman ng tao, yung sa kanyang puso, ay unbelief, Yung mga miracles ng Panginoon, nagpapatigas yon ng unbelief sa kanilang puso para tuloy-tuloy na talaga silang hindi sumampalatayan sa Panginoon. So, hindi ho miracle ang importante. Ito ang hindi nakuha ng Israel. Gusto nila sa hilom, gusto nila sa miracles, they like the miracles, but they completely miss the Messiah. What do you like? Do you like miracles or do you want the Messiah? Okay? So, a lot of people like the blessings, but they don't like the God who brings the blessings. Okay? So, wag tayong ganon. Now, let's look at verse 13. Notice it says here, when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. So, implied dito, yung mga disciples na talagang gustong magkaroon ng makinig sa teaching ni Jesus Christ. And I remind you, there are two kinds of disciples, true disciples and false disciples. Okay? And then sa true disciples, merong good disciples, merong bad disciples. Okay? Tapos doon naman sa false disciples, lahat naman sila bad. Verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. So based upon chapter 13, this multitude is wheat and tares. Some are saved, some are not saved. Ano ang difference between saved and not saved? Faith. Yung saved may faith sa heart patungkol sa Panginoon. Yung unsaved, wala siyang faith sa heart patungkol sa Panginoon. And Jesus went forth and saw the great multitude, a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. How many of those great multitude sick people did he heal? All of them. Regardless of whether they are saved or not saved. You understand that? So yung miracles ng Panginoon, tinamaan lahat, whether they are followers, saved, or unbelievers. It's part of the great multitude. Verse 15, and when it was evening, so he's been preaching, teaching, and healing all day. Tapos dumating na ang gabi. Ano kaya tayo? Mag-church kaya tayo mula umaga hanggang gabi. Wouldn't that be nice? Baka ano? I don't know. Baka one of these Sundays, gawin natin all day. Wouldn't that be good? No? Breakfast muna. Magkita tayo dito, mag-breakfast tayo. Tapos, morning service hanggang afternoon, lunch. Tapos, from 1 o'clock hanggang 5. Oh. Anyway, all day. It was evening. His disciples came to him saying, so yung mga disipulo niya, ito yung mga trinitrain niya. Okay, so this is church leaders. Okay, so did Jesus have church? Yes, he did. You don't have disciples and apostles without church. He created church. Ibig sabihin, nandiyan na yung mga apostol. They are the first pastors. Plural, pastors on that church. And the disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages, buy themselves victuals. Lord, late na. Palisin na lang natin sila para makapagpahinga sila, makapagbili sila ng pagkain at mag-relax na lang sila sa kanilang tahanan. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Wait, hindi pa ako tapos. Panginoon, don't let them go. In fact, you, here, give ye them to eat. Kayo, pakainin nyo sila. So ngayon, may training si Jesus Christ sa kanyang mga apostles. Oh? So ang ministry ay hindi kayang gawin ng mga apostol kung walang blessing ng Panginoon. Do we understand that? So we have a ministry that God gave us. Do we have the ability and the power to perform the ministries, the task that God has given us apart from the Lord Jesus Christ? No, natutunan na natin yan. Well, they had to learn. Jesus said, give them to eat. Pakainin nyo sila. Ngayon, yan ang challenge. Paano natin pakakainin sila? Wala naman tayong kakayahan. And that's exactly what Jesus wants them to learn. He's teaching his disciples that they need to exercise faith in the Lord. So verse number 17. They say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So dalawa lang ang isda, tapos 5 lang ang loaves ng bread. And he said, bring them hither to me. So anong lesson natin dito? Yung mga pagkukulang natin, yung mga inadequacies natin, dapat dadalhin natin sa Panginoon. Lord, wala naman akong kakayahan magturo. Wala naman akong alam na gawin. Lord, tulungan mo ako, Lord. Ibiyayain mo yung efforts ko na maglingkod sa iyo. That is exactly what they should have learned. And that's what they did. And so verse 19, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Kung baga sinabi pa ng Diyos, tingnan mo, malaman pa yung mga baskets ninyo. Ilang kayong disciples? 12 disciples, 12 apostles. Every apostle had a basket full as a reminder God could supply for whatever God wants you to accomplish. Amen? All right, so yan ang challenge natin, no? We don't have a big church, but we are a church. And can God use us to see people saved, baptized, added to the church? Can God see that? Yeah. So what do we need to do? We need to trust in the Lord and exercise faith and obey the word of God and watch the Lord do the miracles. Let the Lord do the work that we cannot do. Ang best talaga natin, pag-aralan ang salita ng Diyos, ipaalam ang salita ng Diyos, turuan ang salita ng Diyos, tapos hayaan natin ang Diyos ang gumawa sa puso ng tao. Kasi hindi naman natin pwedeng i-control ang tao. Amen? We can't control man. We don't want to control man. But we know the Lord. And if we know His Word is going to be the one that does the work in the hearts of people. So we need to exercise faith like they did. Verse 21, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. Plural pa yung children. So this is an astounding miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. That's an amazing miracle. Great multitudes, great miracle. So now, inaasahan ni Matthew na alam ng mga Hudyo na si Jesus Christ ay katulad ni Moses na nagbigay, na ginamit ng Diyos. God used Moses in the Old Testament to provide manna from above and to feed the 2 million or so exilic Jews, ex-Jews in exile were roaming through Kadesh Barnea because after 2 years in Sinai. Who had to provide for them every day, their daily bread? That's the Lord through Moses. Okay, so tingnan mo ang Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. So Jesus here is demonstrating to his disciples, ako yung Messiah na inaasahan ng Israel na magiging pangalawang Moses, katulad ng lumang Moses. And he fulfills the messianic picture. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15. Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. And Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people came unto me to inquire of God. So, 15. So, Moses provides manna. Jesus provides the multiplication of loaves. Tingnan mo ang Psalm 132. Psalm 132. Psalm 132 verse 15. Psalm 132 verse 15. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. And that's the Messiah. Of course, David is a smaller picture of the Messiah. The fulfillment of this is not just David, but it goes beyond David to the Messiah. And he does provide bread, and he fulfills that scripture. So, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, kung yung heart ng tao may faith, makikita niya, ito ang ikalawang Moses. Kung yung unang Moses namin naging bayani para alisin tayo sa pangaalipin ng Egypt, etong ikalawang Moses na isinugod ng Diyos para palayain tayo sa tanikala ng kasalanan. And we can be saved and we can be free and He is the Messiah. Pero kung wala ka namang faith sa iyong puso, yung miracle na ito, ay, pinakain niya lang ang tao. This is a feeding ministry. Thank you. Salamat. At least nakakain kami. Pero walang malay, walang pakialam patungkol sa design ng Diyos na siya ang magiging katulad ni Moses. Or another Moses, another picture of Moses. So, miracles confirms the content of the person's heart. If there's faith, they'll believe. If there's no faith, they don't see the value. They don't see the importance. Okay? So many want, tingnan mo ang verse 22. Verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. So katatapos pa lang ng miracle, ang dami niyang pinakain, tapos sabi niya, oh mga disciples, alis na tayo dito. Alis tayo dito. Bakit? Kasi yung mga pinakain niya, ready na silang magrebelde against Rome at gawing hari si Jesus Christ. We have found the guy who could supply our bread. Man, let's go, let's make him king right now without the crucifixion, without the cross. So Jesus avoided being exalted without the cross. Kaya straightway, madali sinabi ni Jesus sa kanyang disciples, get into a ship and go before him on the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So dun lang niya iniscatter yung multitudes. O, uwi na kayo, nakakain na kayo, goodbye. Kami, aalis na rin kami. And so Jesus is not interested in ruling and reigning without fulfilling the Father's plan first, which is death on the cross, sacrificing his blood to make an atonement for our sins. All right, so that's the first miracle. Next miracle, so tatlo ang miracle. Sabi ko, there's three miracles here. Here's the second miracle. Number two, verse 22, walking on water. So let's look at verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. But the disciples were on the ship. He sent the disciples on the ship. Say, go on to Gennesaret, move on to the next location. Jesus goes up to the mountain to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, this most likely the Sea of Galilee, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, that's referring to 11 o'clock, late into the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. It's another miracle. Now, why would he perform this miracle? Because he's trying to teach his disciples something. Katulad ng feeding of the 5,000. He didn't just feed the 5,000 because he wanted to demonstrate that he was Messiah. They already knew that. He wanted to teach the disciples that they should depend on the Lord, exercise their faith, and obey the words of the Lord. So now, the miracle of the walking on water, what's the purpose? Anong purpose nun? To teach his disciples to trust in the Lord and to exercise obedience. Now, let's look at verse number 25. Verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. Natakot sila. They were worried, saying, "It is a spirit!" And they cried out for fear. That's the clamor. Yung pinag-aralan natin kanina, clamor. Hey! Tingnan mo, it's a spirit! Whoa! And they feared. Kasi nga naman, sino naman na lumalakad sa water? Who is walking on the water? That's not a human being. Alright? But straightway, immediately, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. What words of power and comfort that gave to his disciples. And Peter answered him. Dito ngayon, ilalabas ni Matthew si Peter. Okay? So, Matthew focuses on Peter, and Peter represents a lot of us. We're pretty much like Peter. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, if you are the Lord, like you say you are, bid me come unto thee on the water. Me too. Invite me to walk on the water with you. And he said, come. So may permission siya galing sa Panginoon. Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Nagawa ba ni Peter yung impossible? Yes. Kasi ni-invite siya ni Panginoon. He got an invitation to come and he acted by faith according to the word that was given to him from the Lord. Now, do you see what can we learn as disciples? When we have the word of God and the word of God tells us to do something and we act by faith to obey the Lord, we can expect to do the impossibles. Does that make sense? Is this a good lesson? Okay, it gets better. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind, now he saw Jesus. When he saw Jesus and obeyed Jesus, focus on Jesus, he was able to do the impossible. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried saying, Lord, save me. So when he focused on the wind, he's no longer focused on the Lord. He begins to sink. Now, in the Christian life, that's exactly how it is. God wants you to obey Him. He gives us the word. We're by faith to obey Him, trust in the Lord. Even though it's walking on water, nobody can do that. As long as we have the okay from the word, we obey, we fix our focus on Jesus. But then here comes the wind. And our focus is no longer on Jesus, but on the wind, then we begin to sink. Kaya pala ang Kristiyano humihina, lumulubog. Kasi yung focus natin doon sa hangin. E nakatakot-takot naman yung hangin. E katakot-takot din naman yung Panginoon na lumalakad sa himpapawid at saka sa water. So, what do we disciples learn? Let us learn to trust in the Lord and obey His word. But when we don't trust in the Lord, when we focus on the wind, we begin to sink. This is the Christian life. This is exactly the Christian life. So, are you glad Jesus taught this lesson? Yes. So, we need to learn from the life of Peter. Matuto tayo na. Huwag naman tayong lumubog katulad ni Peter. Let us focus on the Lord. And immediately, so tinan mo naman si Jesus nung nag-pray si Peter, napaka-simple yung prayer niya. Lord, save me. See how simple the prayer is? Oh, sinagot pa siya ng Panginoon? Yes, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? So tingnan mo yung laman ng heart ni Peter. May faith ba siya? Yes. Malaki ba yung faith niya o maliit? Maliit. So see, the Lord knows the contents of the heart. And so, tayo naman, do we have faith in our heart towards the Lord? Do we? Yes. But do we have little faith? Kumusta naman yung size ng faith natin sa Panginoon? So this is a challenge, di ba? Meron kang loved one. Gusto mo siyang witnessan patungkol sa Panginoon. Eh, hindi naman ako marunong. Kahit na, mag-try ka. Hindi ako sure. You have faith, pero little faith. Hindi nag-glorify ang Panginoon. and so on and so forth. So examine the size of your faith. At least may faith, kahit papano, that's a blessing. But God wants us to develop and exercise our faith. Kaya yung mga pagsubok, sorry, hindi ho yan magiging easy habang humahaba ang buhay. I'm sorry, the honest truth is, testings and trials will increase in life. It's gonna get harder. So anong dapat gawin natin? What should we do with our faith? We should exercise our faith and increase our faith. And God, you'll find that God will give you grace commensurate to the trial if you focus on the Lord. Does that make sense? All right. I'm just saying. Verse 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. So pinapigil din ni Jesus yung storm. So amazing how just multiple miracles here on that. So Matthew is a typical representative of a disciple. By the way, I'm Peter. I'm talking about Peter is a representative. So there'll be other times in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, that he's going to expose Peter. Okay? So tuwing nakikita natin si Peter sa Matthew, may positive, may negative palagi. And this teaches us, tayo yun. Tayo yun. Disipulo tayo ng Panginoon. We're just like Peter. All right, now, verse 33, and then they were, then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him. So the miracle that they saw led them to worship him. So is Jesus God? How do we know that he is God? Because his disciples worshipped him. Hindi ho accident yung word worshipped. It meant they bowed down, they worshipped him. Now if Jesus is not God, he could not receive worship. Hindi niya pwedeng tanggapin yung pagsasamba ng tao kung hindi siya Diyos. Kaya yan, alam natin Diyos siya kasi tinanggap niya yung kanilang pagsasamba. Does that make sense? Alright. So he came into the ship and they worshipped him saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. So amazing that the faith na meron sila ay lalong lumaki. You understand that? Whatever's in your heart will always grow. If you have faith in your heart, it will grow. It will be strengthened. If you have unbelief in your heart, it will grow and it will harden. Okay, it will be strengthened. Verse 34, the last miracle here. Ito yung mass healings sa Gennesaret na naabot na nila yung syudad na pinupunta nila sa Gennesaret. Verse 34, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, of Jesus, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. So, may nagbigay ng report, nandito si Jesus. Anong gagawin natin? Tawagin natin lahat ng mga kaibigan natin, mga kamag-anak natin na ngangailangan ng hilom. Dali natin sa Panginoon, and he healed them, by the way, regardless of whether they're saved or whether they're not saved, because he is the Messiah. So verse 36, and they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touch were made perfectly whole. So the crowd that needed his healing was healed, every one of them, whether they're saved, whether they're not saved. So yung unsaved crowd, they like the miracle, but they reject the Messiah. Yung namang saved, they worship the Lord. May pasasalamat sila. So the mighty miracle working Messiah demonstrated compassion on the multitude, but at the same time, he was confirming what was in their heart, each one of them. If there's faith in the heart, he grows their faith and strengthens them. If there's unbelief in the heart, he hardens that and confirms that. And yan ang effect ng Messiah sa lipunan. So the Lord needed to minister to his disciples. Alam ni Panginoon, yung namatay na si John the Baptist, malapit na rin yung kanyang kamatayan, iiwanan ko sila. Ano kayang pwede kong gawin para turuan ko sila na magtiwala sila sa akin? Ipapakita ko itong mga miracles na ito. para lumago ang kanilang
faith.
Miracles here is not about confirming him as Messiah, but instruction para sa kanyang mga disciples. Teaching tools or developing personal faith in the Lord. So, kumusta ang faith ninyo? Ano kaya yung mga pagsubok ninyo? Do you see that God has a plan and a purpose for your life? Mag-a-agree ba kayo sa Panginoon? Baka random yung pagsubok nyo. Baka wala namang purpose ang Panginoon. Accident talaga. No? What is God teaching us in our trials and trouble? Ano yung tinuturo sa atin ng Panginoon? Kung paano lumalim pa ang ating faith at exercise at lumago ang ating faith sa gitna ng trials. Amen? All right, so I pray na makuha natin yon. Hindi tayo katulad ng mga unsaved. Hinahanap natin yung blessing, pero wala naman tayong relasyon sa Diyos. It's not gonna work. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the message of the miracles that we find to the disciples, confirming faith in their heart and is strengthening that faith, increasing that faith. It's little faith, but it can become great faith, and the glory of God could be demonstrated, and we can walk closer to the Messiah and not miss out on Him and not just look at the blessings, but look at Him and have a relationship with Him. I pray, Father, that you'd bless every believer here to walk with you and confirm that faith. I pray for those who don't know Jesus as Savior, that they would replace their unbelief in the heart with faith, true repentance and faith in Christ. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.